again, Vayimal from the left, Kate Kobosa Bolofan and Kimola it's Khamas Mipnayim, and Yoshas Narts. So the Pasuk says that Davera was Khamas. The Chazal have two inyanim that they're mavlid. One is Vatishachis, which is Loshan Ervin of Adizara. Like it says, Kihishas Kolbosa, Afil Beim Chavev Niskokon Sheniminam, Kate Kolbosa, Kol Mokoim, Shatamoitz is Nus, and the Musibo Loilom by Regas Toiv Meroy. So Chazal constantly keeps saying, on the one hand, Arayas, and that's the whole Indian why they took only the meaning and weren't miscalculable, and so on. And then you have, and it says also after the Mabul they were goyder themselves on Arayas and so on, and then you have the second Inyan of Gezel, and in the same pasuk it says Kates Kol Basa Kol Makam Shatamoitz is Nus on the Musi Baloilam. That's one Inyan, and then you have Kimola Arts Chamas Leinechtam Gzadinam El Al Gezel, that the Chsimas Gzadin was only on Gezel. So Lemaisa obviously they both have a chelik. Some of it has to do with the Arayas and some of it has to do with the Gezel. And Bechlal, Chazal learned from Gezel to other places. They say social Averis, social Averinus. The Kav Gezel is the one that's Machriya the Kav. Like it says, Lenefem Zadim Ela Gezel. So we have to understand what's the Inyan that the Arayas was. In other words, what did the Arayas cause and what did the Gezel cause? Chazal, it's a Gemara Sanhedrin, they say that Kimolar et Chomas Mipnehem Omer Rechim Borei Kam Godel Koichos L Chomas Shedor Amabul Over La Koil V'Nechtam En Zadinam Achshafosh Deim Begezel Shnema Kimolar et Chomas Mipnehem Oksiv HaChomas Kom L'Mate Rasha Loi Mehem Loi Mehamoinam Omer Abloza Melamed Shezokav Atzmei Kimakel The Mid of Gezel of Chomas the Chomas was stood up straight like a stick. And so on. So interesting lashon here that it says Chomas rose and stood like a makel. It's a play on the pasuk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked for and it told him to be goyzik zadin. Well, what's the lashon that it was stood up like a makel? Also, in Gezel itself, the pasuk uses Chomas constantly. The Gemara says Chomas in Halacha, the difference between Chomas and Chomas is Bidmei, Gezel is Vatamei. That's one thing. That if you force something to sell something to you, that's called Chomas. Chazal over here say that they did a trick, they would steal less than a Shavapruta. So there's a special Adgosha here that the Gzela and the Gneva were Chomastic Gzela and Gneva, not Gezel itself. And that needs also be a why in the Nekuda of Chomas itself, in Gezel itself, is Dafke Chomas and nothing else. The Mishnah Pekav says that the Asara Deiris from Avram, from Adam to Noach. Well, let's go the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was buried the world with Asara Mamorim to give Schar to the Tzadikim and Peronis to Rishoyim. Then it says, Asara Deiris from Adam to Noach. Loidia kama erech hapayim hu, that he waited all this time, ad shehevi esmei amabu. By Avram it says, etzor adoris bei noach l'Avram, loidia kama erech hapayim hu, shabo Avram notos char kulam. So two of the things have to do with erech hapayim, both doris of 10 have to do with erech hapayim, and yet there's a different result in each erech hapayim. It doesn't say by Noach that he got the schar for them, like by Avraham Avinu. Lamaisi was saved. I mean, in a sense, in Noach you see much more the schar kulam because he got the chelik of everybody. Everybody died out, and Noach was left with the world. I mean, the world started with Noach. And Chazal said, no, the Erech HaPayim is on the Mabul. By Avraham Avinu, it says the Erech HaPayim is the Erech HaPayim by the Avraham Avinu is that he gets Schar Kulam. I can understand Noach didn't get Schar Kulam, you could go into the Chazal because he wasn't mispalel for the door, he didn't care for the door and so on, but b'chol zeis, the Mishnah itself makes a stark contrast, and both of them seem to be in Yanim in Erech HaPayim. In other words, the Erech HaPayim by Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like Asarim Amoris contains in itself, on the kuda that's misyachas to the schar of tzaddikim and the pranas of the rishayim, the erech apayim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there's an erech apayim to wait for the water, and there's an erech apayim to that he takes the schar kulam. In the first erech apayim says mifurish, it says kolayim Hakadosh Baruch Hu vatra and yivatra ma'oyi. If anybody says Hakadosh Baruch Hu forbears and Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't not goyve, then he himself Hakadosh Baruch Hu will die. And it says Ela Mayrich Ape Vigovi Delay. Erech Apayim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes afterwards his Goyve. So the typical Erech Apayim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Goyve efforts. But Avraham Avinu it says the Noitos Chayah Keneged Kulam is the Arichas Apayim. So we have to understand both the Kudis in the Erech Apayim over here. The one more Lashon Chazal, which is a strange Lashon Chazal, it says that Adam HaRishon, when he ate from the Eitz HaDa'as, it says he was Kofer Be'ikar. So it says that he was Kofer Be'ikar because he said, less din v'less dayin. In other words, the Kfir Be'ikar wasn't, he didn't deny Zakarish Baruch Hu. He obviously couldn't deny Zakarish Baruch Hu. I mean, he had to ask himself the Shaila, where do I come from? And obviously he came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw HaKadosh, I mean, he was aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not shaykh to say that Kofa Be'ikar means that he simply denied there is existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said there's less dim, less dayin. But since this is the first Tfira, and since Chazal determined this to be Kofa Be'ikar, it says something that less din, less dayin is Kfir Be'ikar Be'etzem. In other words, it's not a Kfira, but this is the Kfir Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's try to understand a little bit these inyanim over here. The Maral speaks in Nesiv Adin, in Nesiv Soilam. So Maral brings the Chazal that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Mishpat, brings a lot of Chazal that it says of all the barriers that I created in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Mishpat. And then it says Kadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Klal Yisrael. So it says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Klal Yisrael and he's Oyev Mishpat, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu pairs them up. What's the Pshat? Also an interesting Moshe says B'ni HaKotten. I mean, it could say B'ni Yechido, or B'ni HaKotten is an interesting Lashon. But let's try to understand that some things. So the Maral explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Mishpat. I mean, the Rishonim all say, v'dar klal, that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishpat is not a metzias of nekama. By us, if somebody does us wrong, I know we feel better if we even out the scale. There's a midah of nekama. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no midah of nekama. We weren't pagan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the nekud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oyev Mishpat? I mean, as far as we're concerned, Mishpat is just a chetimtza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made mitzvahs naveris, and if you do this, you get schar, so that a person can get schar. It shouldn't be nahamad kisufa. What's the knach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yichudika ava of Mishpat? So Maral says, adova amik. We've said a few times, like the Rambam and so on, that the definition of the ultimate definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a lot of the Rishonim is a metzius hamuchrachas, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence has to be. Everything else's existence could be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence has to be. It's a metzius hamuchrachas. It's something that has to be. So the since that's the Hagdor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He in the Bria itself, everything likes that which is in its image, that which is Kidmusa Gitzalmai. If we were to pick on a barrier that has in itself Mitzias HaMuchachas, it's Midas HaMishpat. In other words, when I give something, when I give stock, I could or could not give. Midas HaMishpat is, it has to be that way. You know, the scales are even. You did a day's work, you get paid $100. That is not because it could or could not be, it has to be. In other words, let's make it a little stronger. Midas HaMishpat is not just a nice set of rules to run the world by. It's one of the things that people on Ishtayimim and Klesh HaMishpat, for instance, in Arachayim, there's very clear halachas. Arachayim, Yeridea, Nebenezer, the halachas are very clear, and that's what it is, and it's not affected much by things outside. In Klesh HaMishpat, after you finish all Klesh HaMishpat, Minig Medina is taifas, a big mokoyim, adai to the hoche, t'nai b'momen is, can be even maskos b'torah, according to Judah. There almost is not much, and you ask yourself, so what's the difference? I mean, where does hefker bez and hefker and minig medina and all these things come in, vis-a-vis the other inyanim? The teretz is, the chelik of mishpat, that's minig medina and so on and so forth, it's fine, you're supposed to go by it, because I to the hocher. But that's not mishpat. It could be that you pay a person this way, it could be paid a different way. Minig HaMedina itself is never mishpat, because by the fact that it's called Minig HaMedina means that it's it could be, it could not be, it's arbitrary, statutory. It's not something that is bechreach. The chelak of Cheshen Mishpat, that's not totally in that. Even though in practical halacha it's sometimes in the miut, but the etzem etzias of mishpat, that things have a chreach, that is something that is it's metzias. It's not totally in anything because it's metzias is mukrachas. It has to be that way. So a lot of the raid in the lomdus is that the chayish mishpat itself. The dinim are chal on the metzias of mishpat. In other words, whatever, if migu is better than chazaka, then the sigzal is chal on somebody that's mitzvah with a chazaka over a migu. The din is chal on the etzem metzias of mishpat. There's a metzias of mishpat, and the metzias of mishpat has a chreichim. If I give you something, you owe me something for it. There's like what they call kesev achoizer in kedushin. There are things that when I give it, it's mechayev to give back. That's the etzem metzias of mishpat. So the musig of chiyuvim is a mishpat, and more than anything else, it's things that seem to be be'etzem mukhrech hametzias. Let's even take a look, let's go one step far a little bit. In the world of tev around us, we also mechalik, there are things that seem to be, it could be, it could not be, a tree could be growing here, a tree could not be growing here, there's nothing mukhrech about it. The way trees function seem to be bechreach. The laws are not violable, but you differentiate the muscle from trees to math. Math, as far as we understand, would be true in every world. In every world, 2 and 2 has to equal 4. At least our seichel state is that way. A tree could be a tree in one world. It could not exist in another world. There could be no growth of trees. It could be the cell doesn't develop in another place. There are certain, in Teva itself, there are certain gradations of what we would call mishpat and what we would call not mishpat. The closer a person gets to fundamental inyanim, there's mishpat there, things have their chreach, and the further one gets away from this core, the less things have a chreach. So midas ha-mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avet to midas ha-mishpat, is because things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyhev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that are like you, so to speak, things similar to you, oyhev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyhev mishpat. Klal Yisrael, what's his lashon Klal Yisrael over here? The Klal Yisrael is the tachlis of the Bria. The only thing that's mukhrach ever is the tachlis and not the mahalach to get to the tachlis. In other words, if a person wants a house, he has in mind, this is the house I want. He calls the person to build it, and the person says, should I build it from the right side, left side, from the bottom, from the top? He says, however you build it, at the end of the day, I want this house. Hechetimtze by definition is not muchach, it's only hechetimtze. So anything that's hechetimtze works. Tachlis is muchach. If I want a house, don't give me a store. If I want a store, don't give me a loft. I want to have the tachlis. So the chreach lies, so if you to take the bria and to make a pyramid out of it, so just like Adam is soif maizim achshav atchila, Klal Yisrael is the nekuda in Adam that's the hechreach in the bria, and it's the nekuda of hechreach in the bria, and it's the nekuda of it's a tachus of the bria, and therefore the hechreach of the bria. Everything else is negotiable. The whole world is a chetimtza of Klal Yisrael. It was born l'sham shlei. So it could have been this way, it could have been this way. Since Yisrael is the etzem metzias, the etzem echreach in the bria, that is its metzias muchachas. Everything could go and change in the world except for the nekuda of Klal Yisrael. I think also that's probably why it calls it the b'nai akotin. The different l'shaynes, Chazal use different l'shaynes for chvivus. B'nai yachidoi, b'nai agadol, b'nai akotin. Each one has a different chvivus. B'nai akotin is the same type of chvivus. Like when you build up to something that it's kind of a tachlis, it's always the end of the road. The Adam was created last. Klal Yisrael emerged last from Adam. So the B'nai HaKotan has himself the Kudah Vechreach because he's similar to tachlis. He's a Saif Maisa Machshava Tchila type of Metzias. That is the Metzias of, that's the Pshat in the Chazal here of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mal explains a few other in Yanim. It says, if a person does din in this world, is done din lamitoi, it's nasa shutev l'kadosh baruch hu b'maisa b'reishis. So he says, because the only thing, the metzias of maisa b'reishis is echreach, and the only way a person can be a shutev in that is by din. Everything else doesn't carry that nekuda. Mal brings one more chazal that complements this inyan. He brings a medrash, I'm not sure where the medrash is. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that a person who's loyig, the Lashon is, a person who's loyig l'din. It's a very interesting Lashon. Omer Shimon Gamliel, al tehi melagleg b'din. A person shouldn't make fun of din. Shu echad mishloish regolam raglaylam. He doesn't say a person shouldn't be over on din, should do din. He says a person who's melagleg b'din. It's one of the three ragloilam. Lama, sheshon chachamim, alshon shdoram oilam emit, aladin, alemes, alasholim. Ten daitcha, shemitisas adin, shumizazea sa oilam, shuechn raglov. If you shake din, then you shook the world because it's one of the pillars that the world stands on. Amakash bochol, the kachon shodin koshav is a hirimbay. So, chur, it's strange. I mean, the Mishnah says there are three things. So, if you're telling me that the world can't stand on 2 feet, and the truth is a thing can stand on 1 foot also, has some kiyum, not a strong kiyum, so why tell me that a person should be melaglik on din? The same thing should be emes, same thing should be shalom. Why is din the one? So Moral says over there the same nekuda. In other words, something that is sturdy, its metzias is there bechreach. This is a rack. You're not going to move it. You have to build on it, buy it, near it, but this rack is here to stay. It's something else, a piece of a log could dislodge. The hechreich of the three amudim of the world, the one that is hechreich, the etzem, is midas hadin. And that is metzias. The world starts to shake if you take away midas hadin specifically, because midas hadin is the metzias of hechreich. Something that has to be, for instance, if a person says he has to smoke cigarettes, I have to. So the test is taken away from him. A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he's living, he's fine, his hale is hearty. It's a simon you didn't have to. You wanted to. It was pleasant to. A person says he has to eat bread, he has to drink water. Take it away. 3 days later, he dies. So in the proof, the strength of the metzias is what defines it's a chreach of kiyum. So of the three pillars, midas hadin is hechreach, that's its mitzias, and that. Let's now understand a little bit about the pagam in it. A pagam in midas hamishpat or midas hadin doesn't have to be where you don't do it. Even if you pagam in it by saying it doesn't have to be that way, that's wrong also. That's the lashon of Chazal. If you melagleg on din, then that is also a chisaron. In other words, a din is something which its mitzias is that it's very serious. There's no fooling around with it. Playing with something says, it's not so terrible. You don't need to be over on mishpat and din in order to be oiker the amud of din. As long as you melagleg on it, you don't give it its mitzias as hechreya. That in itself is memoitet es oilam. That's what the medrash that he brings down, that the Maral brings, says. So the Mtsina Lemedim, Midas HaMishpat, its begam lies not in any specific avera bedafka, but rather in its mitzias, where you take away the nekuda v'chreifat when you malakdek on it. Let's go back to the inyanim that we started with. We asked the kasha on Adam Arishan. It says that it was koifa be'ika. He said, "Let's din v'let's dayan." In a certain sense, the ikar, in the sense that an ikar means the pillar of the world, like the Rambam says when he calls it, he calls ikar emuna, he calls yisoida yisoidis and the amudim. He calls it Iker. Those three things in Yad he intermingles. Iker, Yesoid, Namud. Adam Arish, Kfir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, in a certain sense, is not as, it's Bemela, there's not less din, less dayan. But if a person is to ask himself, what is the core of the world that the world exists on, the Iker HaGadol is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is din, that there's Mishpat in the world. Mishpat is the etzem mitzias of the world. And b'meila, if a person, Adam Arishon's, the central kfira is not, I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need me to believe in him, doesn't need me not to believe in him. That's tangential. The Iker HaGadol is that there's a mitzias in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That mitzias is not whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists or not, but the concept of mishpat and din in the world. That's the core of emuna. So when Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, it says Chazal says Bay Bayim was kofer beikar, and he said Lesdim Lesdayin. Lesdim Lesdayin is kfir beikar. There is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was immensely aware of it. He was aware of the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was bayir him, but the relationship is casual. A Kadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to be bayir him, could have not chosen to be bayir him. A Kadosh Baruch Hu makes demands on him. They're obligatory, they're not obligatory. There's no, it's not the pshat that just like the laws of physics are obligatory, the laws of HaKadosh Baruch are obligatory. That's the hashmata of the yisoid of Echreach in the world. That's the pshat not a marishan. Let's go back to the union of the Chomus and the chesim of Gzeil and so on. In Gzela itself, there are two dinim, there are two inyanim that why a person is over in Gezel. One inyan is a baltaiva, balchemda. He sees something else of somebody else that he likes, and he takes it because he wants it. He wants the computer, he wants the car, whatever it is. That's Gzela of a taivadic nature, chemda. There's a second type of Gzela, and that is where a person doesn't regard enough the sense of mine and his. It's everybody's. The Gemara brings somebody stole something, I think it was from a Meya, and then he looked around to see who wiped his hands on somebody else's beged, and he said he's the ganef. The wiping the hands on somebody else's beged is not it's probably possible of a fruit of the damage, but it's casual. I can take my towel, I can take his towel, I can take his shirt. So, That is a deeper sense of Gezel, in the sense that it's not the pshat that you had a chemda and you did something you shouldn't have done. It goes to the heart of the mitzias of echrechias. There's no such thing as this is mine and this is yours, and I can't lesasi gvul. It's not shali shel chos shel chos shali. That is gezel, where you're being oiker and amuda mishpat rather than just being over on it. So chamas is the type of gezel that specifically hangs that. A person comes along and says, listen, he didn't lose anything, he got the money, and for the chayfetz, I paid him real well. So what's the problem? Like the Gemara says, let him go buy something else. Like the Gemara Heta, the Gemara Bamatia says, you know, he can go someplace else and buy it. He's got the cash. What's the problem? I paid him better than anyone else would give him. The problem with chamas is because he's being oiker the amud of mishpat in the world. There's a mine and there's a yours. It's that's why it all speaks on the midah of Pazranis is not a good midah. The midah of mishpat is the definition of mine and yours. So parchas mishavaputa, the other person has not caused any tsar, but I was memoited the amud of mishpat. And the same thing when I give him money. So again, he doesn't have a real loss, but I was misnayeg with his as if it were mine, because I don't recognize the validity of mishpat. That's where the Dura Mabel was. The Dura Mabel was something that was a that's the general pshat why the chsimas on gezel. In other words, in a din, there's two inyanim. There's an inyan of what's the avera, and then there's a question of what's chosim. Leinechtem gzardina means the gzardin itself comes in two parts. One is you did such and such a thing, and therefore you deserve this and this. I, as the court of law, thereby declare that you've been found guilty, and you punish this in this way. The chsima is that second half is midas hamishpat. The avera itself is an avera. The midas hamishpat is the chsima is midas hamishpat always. That's what the chosim is. And that's why, I mean, Ni'ilah is the chsima of Yom Kippur, and we mention in it a few times that it's the gezel and the oishik and that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him chilas licha, because since the gzad din is nechtam on gezel, so the chsimas adin was especially me'oyer tshuva for gezel. That's the difference. The etzem avera was arayis. But as long, I'll give you a marshal. A person, somebody once said over, I think Rav Shadron once said over, that somebody did a terrible avera in Radin, and they brought him to Chavetz Chaim, did something really, really chamer. Chavetz Chaim was sheikel, and in the end, I don't know if he kept the bacher, but he was misadar him, and in the end he turned out okay. Then there was a different bacher that was very chutzpahdik towards, I think it was the cook or something like that, and the Chavetz Chaim had him thrown out. So the hesber is, if a person does an avera, but recognizes the authority to state that it's an avera, and that's wrong to do it, so there's a makom tshuva. So if a person is shaku and arayas, we say he has a big taiva, and he can make gedorim around himself, they can be great at themselves, and they can be nizer, and they can work on themselves, and so on and so forth. Every avera is possible to be metakin. But if a person doesn't recognize mishpat, then there's no hope anymore. The chsima of every gzar din is on gezel, because gezel in its teichen is something that you shake the amud of mishpat. So the mill is no makom of tikva. So taka the gufa davera was kihishkas kolbasa darkoi. Everything was, it was hashchas of arayas, or he mentions a little bit of avodazara, but most of it seems to be the keitz kolbasa and hishkas darkoi and so on. It seems to be arayistic. That's the teichen avera, but the seal that sealed the gzardin as final was gzela davka. That is the that's the pshat in how the two things work together. One more nekuda that we raised. We said that Sarah Deiris, in Erech HaPayim, the mid of Erech HaPayim has two giluyim to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Erech HaPayim is Megala Da'imik of Mishpat, and it's Megala Da'imik of Chesed. In other words, Erech HaPayim has two mahalchim. One is, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems not to be Goyve Shaloi, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyve Shaloi. There's a famous Pesach of Chaim said over a few times, somebody was killed in Radna in a terrible way. I think dogs ate him up or something. And Chavetz Chaim said, 25 years I've been waiting. This person threw out an almana and yesom him on a cold winter day because they didn't have rent. Threw him out to the street, into the snow. He said, it says that ke'ela yitzakun, and there's going to be, and he knew that he would see someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu be gover delay. So the gvir, Erech HaPayim, in seeming to ignore the person's avera, is a stronger gilui at the end of the road when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gover delay. The second union of Erech HaPayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts chesed into the bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have cut it off after Noach. His Erech HaPayim stretched it so that he can give Avraham Avinu everything that's added up good in those days. So Erech HaPayim on the one hand is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat. On the other hand, it's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. But you can't be megala the chesed until you're not megala the din. If Erech HaPayim is seen as a lack of mishpat, it's a chesed which degrades mishpat, which downgrades mishpat. That's not a good type of inyan. Erech HaPayim is the ultimate mishpat that marech up go delay, and on that basis, it's the ultimate chesed to give him the schar for all the dayers. That's why first at the beginning of Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Orech Ape Vigove Delay, and then he had to be Megala that Erech HaPayim is a midas of Chesed with its own right. It's there to give the Chesed that a person can accumulate, just like if a person takes out a loan, he's able to get a profit during all that time. A person runs a store and he collects the profit for all the time that he has the loan for the stock that he's selling. The same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Erech HaPayim is there so that a person can work on it and collect schar for the mitzvahs that he's doing or for the dor or so on. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Einish in the Mabul was that what happened was the Hechreach of Teva broke down. It says there was no Yom, there was no Laila, there was nothing. It was no Choref, no Kayetz. The most fundamental nekudas of Hechreach and the Bria broke down. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu later said that he said this Yom V'Layla won't be Yishpais and Kayetz and Choref. All, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored Hechreach and the Bria, was Metag and the Bria, and restored Hechreach, the things that are going to have to be, and they will not become bottled. But the Mabul itself was an Einish where things became bottled. It's a linyaneinu. I mean, people take on the most yerush shemayim. There's a famous bais of the stipler that the stipler was once. I think he went to buy an esrig in a pardis, and the woman had told him a specific price for the esrig, and then the esrig, and then when he took the esrig, she just jacked it up for no reason. And the stipler got very angry and yelled at her. And he said, the Welt nit hefke. In other words, the idea that you can do what you want, how you want, and there's no sense of hechreach, and it was miragel bepumi of a stipler, the Welt not hefke. When he felt people were coming for a bracha for nothing, in other words, I did nothing, but I want a bracha for this or for that, it would get him very infuriated. The understanding that there's mishpat in the world, it's not just, We look at it on one level. Listen, it's kedai to do mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar, and he's neman to give schar. We shouldn't do averus because a person is he'll get punished. That's not the herring it the way it should be the herring. That's the herring it as arbitrary rules. It might be the mitzvahs like that. We feel we have a munah shleima if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs and he'll give us schar because he's neman, he promised. And if we do averus, we'll get an einish because he promised. We take it down to the level of nemanis. That's being melaglik in mishpat. The herring that the world is be'etzem yesh din v'yesh dayan means that the mitzvahs of the world is bechreach. That everything in the world, mitzvahs and averus are built into the etzem fabric of the world. It's not a deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us some mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to not to do some averus and give schar einish. The mitzvahs of the bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing in the ikar is believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yesh din v'yesh dayan. And it requires one of the Inyanim. Rabbi Saul Salanta was brought into the Musa. Brought in Musa was learning Chayish Mishpat. Besides Banan Chaveroi, Chayish Mishpat. So I mean, the simple reason is because it's a people mezalvel in it and so on and so forth. Good, but there's a more deeper knetch. Archayim is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. It's not the herd as a chreach, even though it is. And some of the other halakim. Choshim Mishpat is the herd of a chreach. It's not psukim telling us. It's built on svaris, is the pshat, because these are axiomatic. HaMotzech V'alvarai is an axiom. The world is built with axioms of din and mishpat. That's what the world is built on. When you learn about Metzian, there's kamat no psukim. And everything is svara. It's telling us not the pshat. Well, we Chacham got together and they came up with some wonderful svaras. It's telling us these inyanim are the axioms of the bria. They're the axioms of moral intuition and conduct. That amotzer aveir olav araya. You can't get somebody without taking it. Without a kinyan, there's no kinyan. You're not kind anything. You're not zeichin anything. Those are things that are very, very part of the mishpat of bria. So a person's chiyuv in Beinam Chaver, there's the yon of chesed and so on, is fine. But there's a secondary, it's a more difficult chiyuv. A person is faced with, he needs something and somebody else has it, he doesn't have reshus, but I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Is that Ariska help? Is that Ariska help? I'll leave him money for it. But that's chamas. And there are times, I mean, there are halachic in yonim when you can, when you can't. But a person doesn't inherit because he doesn't. What's the guy losing? I'm leaving him money for it. I'll pay him more than it's worth. I'll pay him more than he can rent it out. Guy has a car parked in the lot. It normally costs $100 a day to rent a car. I'm leaving him $200. I'm driving off. Can you do it or can't you do it? If you can't do it and you do it, then the pshat is you're being melaglek on the amud of mishpat. That's the difference. It's not the problem. It's not that you're taking his. You're being oiker a whole amud and everything begins to shake. If nothing is mukhar, then nothing is mukhar. So everything is extra credits. It's a world of extra credits, not a chayach. The Dora Mabel means that a person has to put down the yesoidus of mitzvahs and Torah on a chayach, on mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyev mishpat, because the only thing in the bria that we can latch onto that resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishpat, and Klal Yisrael's own mitzvahs. If Klal Yisrael deheres it that way, it's a match. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in Klal Yisrael that is oyhev is the same quality found in mishpat that is oyhev. If a person deheres his avoida and as hechreach, this is what a person has to do. This is mitzias, and this is what has to be. Then everything a person does has a kiyum. The marble separated between the chelik and the bria that had no kiyum, the chelik and bria will have a kiyum. The marble cleared away an entire bria that wasn't built on mishpat because it has no kiyum, and here he has a kiyum. And a person that shtalzach tzu to that mahalach goes into the klal of ani Hashem oyev mishpat and kinayis roel ve'evein.